producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Conversation. There is nothing you will hear on this program in the next hour that isn't of value to you. Every single one of you.
You're so cute.
Thank you. Jennifer Horn is so cute as well here on the Good Day program. Richard McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington.
Donk.
Kara is lurking around there someplace taking your calls and involving herself in what goes on behind the scenes. 888-302-3684. Ken Kessler is monitoring social media, which is at facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. The Chargers and the Raiders and the Rams.
Oh, my.
All want to go to the City of Angels so that they can fail like how many other
previous
franchises
so
in the football
world. Negative Nellies.
Okay.
So
how many times have we seen this story?
I do not want any. I pay taxes in Los Angeles. I do not want one penny of my tax money
going
to help these guys build a stadium.
I've got good news for you. Dan Kroenke is building a stadium with his own money.
All right,
But he's getting tax breaks.
Ten past the hour, instead of the 2020 news quiz, I want you to spell Kroenke's last name. 888.
K-R-O.
No! 888-302-3684. Stan Kroenke is planning to build a stadium in Inglewood near the airport. How do you spell his last name? It begins with a K. Jennifer is correct, and there is an R and an O. So now you go from there. I'm not sure I'm going to give people full credit if they do figure this out.
Oh, come on.
888-302-3684. I don't know that there's much more to this story.
How has St. Louis done with the Rams? Here's the story. You want the story? Rams have been a decent team. They left L.A. 15 years ago. They signed a lease with the city of St. Louis for 30 years. The reason that they can get out of it is that they were very smart in putting together their lease document that said, look, if after 15 years, our stadium...
on the top of the lease?
Yeah.
Look!
If our stadium is not in the upper echelon of football stadiums, then we get to look elsewhere. And guess what? Their stadium, although new 15 years ago, is by modern standards not up to par.
The money we spend for this damnable game.
I think this is fabulous for Los Angeles. Inglewood is just a dive.
They will never support football teams. It's a very transient city, and the people that aren't Los Angelians just don't go to the games.
Totally disagree. If it's done right, we don't know. I mean,
how have they supported the Kings?
Can I finish my story?
I want to know how they supported the city of Los Angeles supported the Kings. You like hockey? The Kings. Don't pull it down.
Oh, no, she's pulling the dog now.
Nah, come on.
You know what's going to be great about this whole story?
I do it.
Is the two teams that don't get, because they'll pick one. One of these teams will move to Los Angeles, right?
I think it's because I'm a girl.
And it's probably the Rams. She is pulling the girl card. But let's say that the other two teams, the Raiders and the Chargers, don't get it. What is your fan base going to look like next year, knowing that you wanted to leave that city?
The Chargers are going to have especially a really hard time because San Diego fought to keep the team. The Raiders and the Rams, they're not really fighting as hard, but San Diego is. The Kings, to answer your question, they sell out the Staples Center almost every game. You have to remember, though, we're two-time Stanley Cup champions in 4 years. So, I mean, that brings people to the table. Right. It took a while to gain that. But what I'm trying to get out here is that Inglewood... But we have two teams that we support very well. We have the Ducks and the Kings. So here's the thing, though. Inglewood, terrible area. It's where the riots broke out. They're trying to gentrify it. This at Hollywood Park, and they've done a good job with the Forum. They've redone the fabulous Forum. But with this football stadium, if done the right way, this could actually be something really positive for that area, and I'm very supportive of it. Even though I would love to get the Chargers instead of the Rams, I totally support the Rams coming into that area. Carson, on the other hand, where they want to build the stadium for the Raiders and the Chargers, I don't know if it has the same appeal to me as it would in
Because your car would get jacked every time you went to the game. If you
Carson isn't that bad.
I'll tell you, Doug, you always rail about my tax dollars going to the stadium. Come down here with me and ride through the Navy Yard where the Nationals stadium is now. And look at that area and what it's done for building tax base for Washington, D.C. Ride with me through Chinatown where the Wizards play and look what it's done for that area. And look at what
I know it's done for Chinatown.
Base.
I know that's a so amazingly.
It's an investment for the city because they know that in a dozen years that they will have built the tax base up for what was a dead area in their city up to something that's a moneymaker for them.
Well, just remember this. These three teams are screwing over the cities and the people that supported them. And you're kidding yourself if you think that they won't do that to L.A.
They do whatever suits them financially best. They don't care about the fan base. They don't give a crap.
I think you guys are missing the point of why I'm so supportive of this. I want them to go into Inglewood to make that community better.
And
even 15 years they leave, I don't care.
Let me tell you about Inglewood. Here's the story. This is I was talking about this earlier. Let me visit this again. How highways, I was talking about Buffalo and the storms and even Massachusetts, the Mass Turnpike, what's north of it is different than what's south of it. So, and when it comes to 405, the 405 is an amazing roadway. And here's a great example. If you're headed to the airport.
Amazing how?
Well, the way, the dichotomy on one side versus the other. And this is the perfect example. On the, what would be the west side of the 405 when you get around the airport, thriving hotels, businesses galore, you name it. Drive over onto the other side of the 405 in Inglewood, and it's as Jennifer just described, it is like a rotten wasteland of horrible businesses, run down everything. It just shows you what, now, maybe this makes your argument, Richie, what investment the airport, in no matter where you are, any place where there's an airport, whatever is around it, industrial, commercial buildings, going to be fantastically valuable, and it just sort of seeds and feeds itself. On the other side of the 405, these old buildings, and it's a black area, and it's, unfortunately, this is maybe the racist part of it. These areas don't get the support that other areas do. And you can see this. So I don't know. Do we get anybody to spell this guy's name right now? We did. K-R-O-E. It's Kroenke. K-R-O-E-N-K-E.
Oh.
All right. So he's going to help this area. He's helping himself, but he will ultimately. If I were able to buy real estate, and I could buy it in the right place. I'd be buying all over the place in Inglewood.
On the other side.
Buy.
They've already done a good job. I mean, I was down there to see a concert at the Forum, and it's much nicer. It feels safer, but it needs a lot more work, and this would be great.
The people that bought, one of the classic stories here in the Washington-Baltimore area is when they built the Orioles' new stadium, Camden Yards. And before they even signed on the property, these four guys bought an empty, abandoned warehouse across from the proposed site, and opened. And then, after they bought it, opened up Pickles Pub. Zillionaires. The guys are zillionaires.
Smart.
And you buy condos. So anyway, here's your. You're ready for this? In 20 seconds or less, here's your L.A. football history. 1946. The first team was the American Football Conference's Los Angeles Dons. They lasted 4 years before the demise of the AFC. Wow. And then in 1946, the Cleveland Rams became the first NFL franchise to locate in Los Angeles. Then they moved to Anaheim in 1980. Then left Southern California altogether for St. Louis in 1995. Then the AFL had the Los Angeles Chargers in 1960 for 1 year before moving to San Diego. Then the Oakland Raiders moved to Los Angeles in 82, leaving in 94, and nobody, none of them, could fill the 90,000 seats.
All right. So that's one thing going on in L.A. Jennifer, help me understand why there's an expedition here. Say it again, Doug. Extradition hearing in L.A. today for the affluenza mob.
Oh, for Tanya.
Why?
Tanya,
they're not from Los Angeles. They're from Texas, aren't they?
Well, they're from Texas, but Mexico sent them back. And
well, but why Los Angeles?
She came through Los Angeles. Well, she came through Los Angeles. For some reason, they sent her back through L.A., so she has her extradition hearing here. She's been here for a week.
Court, probably.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in Mexico and you're from Texas, I don't understand why you're coming back to Los Angeles. Huh?
I don't know, but they bring him in through Los Angeles. She's been here since she got onto American soil. She's been sitting in L.A.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense to me. 17 after the hour. Here's something that does make a lot of sense to me. Remember how many times over the past 2-3 years I've talked to you about your looks and what can be done to enhance your hair, for example. If your hair is falling out or waving goodbye, you will find the practical use of Provia in its two forms, Provia and Super Provia, working for both men and women to cleanse the pores in your scalp, get rid of the stuff that has come as a result of you going to the 99-cent store, buying shampoo there, using it on your hair. It was a cheap way to clean it up, but in the long run, it cost you because that kind of stuff is what plugs up the pores. Any creamy solution, whether it's a rinse, whether it's a shampoo, or whether it's some kind of after ad, this stuff plugs up your pores. Take it from me. I have credibility when it comes to hair and what goes on the top of your head. And that's why I think that when we talk about this, we say it with a smile, but it really is a good way for you to get your hair back or you get your money back. Invest in yourself and your good looks, potentially. And, you know, this is something, even if you're thinking it looks like it's getting a little thin here, a little thin there, call 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319. And get the ultimate hair growth or restorative hair remedy. I think that's basically what it is. It's a restorative. Provia will deliver on its promise. I guarantee it myself, or you get your money back. 800-525-8319. Upgrade to priority shipping for free when you mention Doug Steffen. I shouldn't be saying for free because it isn't for free. It's just free. 800-525-8319. Remember, you get your hair back or you get your money back with Provia.
Ah, the beginning of a new year. Started off right during Rite Aid's 2016 Starting Points, because every week through January 23rd, you can ring in the value. With 1,000 Plenty Points worth $10 in savings when you spend $30 on participating products with your Wellness Plus with Plenty card. That adds up to big savings every week for the entire month, but only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Worth at least $10 from the two offers per card per week. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License 1256. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
Racing legend Richard Petty.
After over 1,100 races, you could say I've been through the ringer. To help me keep feeling my best, I use odor-free Blue MU made with real MU oil. Blue MU continuous pain relief spray makes it perfect for all those hard-to-reach places. And now there's the new Blue MU Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. Perfect for hard-hitting arthritis pain. Thanks to Blue MU, nothing slows down the king. Use what I use, Blue MU. It works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine retailers.
According to the Center for Disease Control, 75% of Americans report they do not always take the medication as prescribed. People who don't take their medication properly spend more money on doctor visits and end up in the ER more than people who do. The economic impact is over $300 billion a year. But it's more than dollars and cents. 25% of nursing home admissions are caused by not taking medication properly. Your local Health Mart pharmacist can help you with education, guidance, and expert advice. HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50%, and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way, and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wasting away again in Margaritaville, searching for my.
It's been a long time since we had a Jimmy Buffett concert. Concert here on Good Day, but there's news from the Buffett camp that is worth our attention for a moment or two, and as this is the point in each hour we have some musical reference, you may be interested to know the latest in Margaritaville madness, courtesy of Mr. Buffett. There is a musical, a Jimmy Buffett musical in the works, so if you're a parrot head, you may be happy to hear about this musical. Producers said that the show will have Buffett's blend of rock and country tunes and an original story by writers Greg Garcia and Mike O'Malley. The world premiere production expected to be announced for 2017. So the musical will be on Broadway and on, I guess, around... Normally a successful Broadway show goes on the road, right? Not how they do it for the most part?
Yeah, sure.
You know, it makes sense. How many of these music genres have we seen
right,
Broadway
shows? You've seen Mamma Mia, ABBA. You saw
the Four Seasons,
Smokey Joe's Cafe with Motown.
Weaver and Stoller.
Jersey
Boys.
Yeah.
What's that?
Jersey Boys.
Right, yeah, it's the Four Seasons. So, I mean, if you've got a good music catalog, yeah, it just makes sense to write the story around it.
Yeah.
I spent this last week, Doug, when I was sitting at home on my butt, as you put it.
Nice going.
Watching every music rockumentary I could find.
Really?
The Muscle Shoals.
What motivated you to want to do that?
I just haven't had time to watch them.
Uh-huh.
And a friend of mine said that he had seen the Muscle Shoals rockumentary.
Yeah.
And it was fantastic. And then I watched The Wrecking Crew, and then I watched The History of the Eagles.
The Wrecking Crew is good. Did you see the other one?
Did you just yawn?
I did, as a matter of fact.
He was thinking.
Like in the middle?
But now I'm looking for it. I can't find the documentary about Soulsville, Stax Records. But it's just all great stuff. It's music history, and it's entertaining, and it's fun. So these music things do a great job.
I think those the business about the Funk Brothers and also the Wrecking Crew, man. Those were, and there was a great
you have to watch
movie about Darlene Love.
You have to watch Muscle Shoals.
Yeah, I have not seen that one.
You have to. You will love it. It's all the 60s soul. And then into the 70s rock. You would love it.
I have to do it. All right. So, Jennifer, give us some background on Craig Strickland. This fellow, who is an up-and-coming country singer, apparently found his match or his maker or whatever. Oklahoma's Kaw Lake, K-A-W, Kaw Lake, went missing a week or so ago. Went duck hunting with a friend. Big bad storm took care of him. The body of his friend was found last week, so the two of them, neither of them made it out. Oy. Is a lesson.
Yeah, I don't know much about him as far as a country music singer. And look, I'm a country girl. Like, yeah. I listen to country radio
a
lot.
He's going to be a lot more well known because
he's more famous in death than in life. So he was obviously he was trying to make a career for himself. He had gone hunting or fishing, I think, with a friend, duck hunting, I think it was. He had gone with a friend, and the friend's body was found about a week ago. Rescuer workers were still looking for him, and they finally found him. I guess he had actually survived the boat capsizing, and he made it up on the shore, but he ended up freezing to death, and his body was found in the shape of a cross, which his wife feels that was kind of a symbol that he knew where he was going and knew what was happening to him. So sad, though. I mean, really young guy.
Well, it is what it is, as they say, and what it is that people don't always use common sense.
You have to be careful.
Yeah, you really do have to be careful. This is whether you're in a Mother Nature needs to be respected, and oftentimes we do not respect Mother Nature to the point where it's you know, it's just man, it's a sad story whenever it happens. Something like that seems awfully needless. 28 minutes after the hour. This is the well-oiled Doug Steffen Good Day program and machine.
That's right.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free plus free shipping. Call 800-961-6306. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results. Guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-961-6306. 800-961-6306. That's 800-961-6306.
According to the Center for Disease Control, 75% of Americans report they do not always take the medication as prescribed. People who don't take their medication properly spend more money on doctor visits and end up in the ER more than people who do. The economic impact is over $300 billion a year. But it's more than dollars and cents. 25% of nursing home admissions are caused by not taking medication properly. Your local Health Mart pharmacist can help you with education, guidance, and expert advice. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm Doug, she's Jennifer, he's Richie, she's Kara, he's Kenny, and you are you, and you're welcome to join us, encouraged, in fact, to participate with your mind and your mouth. 888-302-3684 gets to us anytime, facebook.com/good day, Twitter at Good Day, and email to Doug or Jennifer or Ken. Or do we have Kara set up as she could get email too? At
she could, yeah, absolutely.
We do that. So those of you who are into health foods or into living a healthy lifestyle, one of the things that I enjoy most about eating old food is that the things that go with it are things that help build up your immune system. I'm in the process of Meredith. We're here. Everything in my refrigerator would have been thrown out by now. But I'm going through the grapes sort of one at a time.
They've been in my refrigerator. You're eating grapes? You haven't been home in weeks.
I haven't been home since the 18th. So you figure out how long it was.
Grapes. They're either good grapes or they're not.
Right. They're raisins, Doug. You're eating raisins.
That's good. Raisins
are sorry. Right. I make wine.
I have... can you make wine out of rotten grapes? Is that what they do? It's basically rotten Right, isn't it?
There you go.
That's a good wine.
All set. The cherries are a little shriveled. Not bad, though.
I can't believe you're eating them. That is so weird.
Well, the cupboard is bare, and I didn't get home until 11 o'clock last night, so...
Stop at a 7-Eleven or something.
Yuckabunga.
Oh, yeah, Ford. That's way better than rotten fruit.
Yeah.
Come on.
Hot Pockets looking pretty good.
Yeah, give me a break. A package of Hostess Twinkies isn't going to do you.
Historically, on this date in 1914, the FOMO Co., you know what the FOMO Co. is?
Ford Motor Company.
There it is. What do you mean you have no idea? You don't know what the FOMO Co. is? What's wrong with this generation?
I've never owned a Ford in their life.
I know what FOMO is.
You know what? We should have asked Kara because she just bought a new one. We should have put her on the spot.
You know what FOMO is, Dougie?
FOMO?
Yeah.
F-O-M-O?
F-O-M-O.
FOMO. No, but I'm sure it's something. Are we in trouble for asking?
No.
What is FOMO?
Fear of missing out.
Okay. All right. Well, listen. Now I'm missing out on this information.
You want to ask her another one, Doug? Hey, Jennifer, what's BOGO?
Buy one, get one.
Yeah, I knew you knew that.
I didn't even know that. Ford Motor Company said today they were setting a new daily minimum wage. This is January 5th, 1914, $5 a day. And they shortened the workday from 10 hours to 8 on this day in 1914. $5 a day. How about them apples? And now...
They probably pay twice that by now, don't they?
Yeah, I think you're right. Fast forward to today, Kenny. FOMO Co. planning to spend $4.5 billion to research and develop 13 new electrified models. The CEO of Ford at CES yesterday, they don't call it Consumer Electronics Show anymore, they call it CES, says that they're going to try to get into this electrified era because around 2020, the globe, that is the planet, is going to be embracing these cars. They've sold 13% more electrified cars this year than last year. Customer demand, he says. The Ford Focus will be an electric vehicle after 2016. Let's see here. 100 miles on a charge. What are you going to do? What are you, nuts? 100 miles? Who's going to... Well, these cars are only... How long... Doesn't Kara have a Focus? How many miles a day does she drive that thing?
She's about 20 miles in, 20 miles out.
So she could do it on this electric. 100 miles?
Yes.
Do it.
Yes.
How many people does that fit? I mean, I guess I'm... Spoiler, because I drive my car a lot more than the average person does. But the average car is, what, 10, 12,000 miles a year?
Well, that's supposed to be the average.
Yeah, Jennifer, how much do you put, what kind of miles do you put on your car?
I used to do 12. Now I'm doing more like 15 because I've got a job that I've got to drive to.
Yeah. Real job. Richie, how many miles a year do you put on your car?
I do about 12 or 13 on the one, and we do about 10 or 11 on the other.
Not much then. Kenny, what do you do?
Oh, God, hardly anything.
Really?
I go to the beach every once in a while, so that's 20 miles. But
there you go.
My commute is down the stairs.
Ford looks like they're in the best position of American companies. Meanwhile, General Motors announced yesterday they're going to...
How many American companies are left?
Two. General Motors, Ford.
Ford.
Chrysler's still kind of...
No, they're not.
Owned by the European Fiat organization. But they're making a better car than they used to. It's like Range Rover and Jaguar. Best cars they ever made. And they belong to Rata Tata in India. Best cars they have ever... Both brands. Best cars they've ever made. General Motors said yesterday it will invest $500 million in Lyft. They're going to make sure that Lyft drivers are using their cars. So this is their bet on the notion that the device that we have, the smartphones that we use to hail a ride, and this may be a few of the smart, what are they, not smart, the Zip car. That's, you don't own a car, you use it when you want to use
right.
it, right?
Pay $100 a month or whatever.
So with or without a driver, GM says Lyft is the future. So yesterday, let me tell you about my Uber. I've been a big fan of Uber. So yesterday, I'm going to the airport. Brendan was going to take me, and then he couldn't. So I was going to get an Uber car. And I found that the Uber app disappears, I am told. I was told before they disappear from Apple phones. I didn't know that until I had installed it on my iPad, and it wasn't there. So I went to my smartphone, and it was there, but it had an old credit card associated with it that I don't use anymore. So this is 11:15. I need to be picked up by 11:30, and I forgot about the
technology problem arises.
How'd you know?
Why did it get?
Because you just said that you had an old credit card attached, right, which could only spell trouble for you. Because I already know.
Because who entered that information originally for you?
It wasn't me.
Yeah. No kidding.
I blamed it on Bob. I called him up and he got all sorts of upset.
Something's wrong with this thing.
Well, we have too many passwords. That's, you know, just too damn many passwords.
Yeah, we should just. You should just make your password Bob. Make it easy, Doug.
Bob
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
So anyway. You think I could get the new credit card information entered into the...
No.
So I ended up driving my car, because I was getting late and I had to get there. So I just drove my car to the airport. And so I parked in the Los Angeles airport. I love the... LAX is the best airport for my money to get in and get out of.
Ew, no way.
But yesterday the traffic was unbelievable. So I'm driving, and I'm looking at, I was going to park in the central parking zone, which is like $33 a day. And I'm not going to make it up there. So there's a parking lot right off of the main entrance. So I go over there, and I jump out of my car, and I say, there's a bus just leaving. All right, so I say to the guy, do you think you can find me another one? I'm really kind of late, and I don't, I was apologetic. I wasn't a jerk about it. He said, yeah, he was a very nice guy. So there were three buses that came in that all had to go out for maintenance. Yesterday was my maintenance day. Flight was canceled because of maintenance, which was bogus. And then I couldn't get out of the thing. And finally, this really wonderful guy came in. This is why I love to acknowledge people who do a wonderful... I gave this guy a $20 tip because he heard what I said. He paid attention to what I said. I said, sir, I got a problem. I need to be over at check-in in like 5 minutes. And he's looking at the traffic, and he's looking at me. He says, okay, let's go this way. So he brought me around and dodged traffic and went, used roads in the middle of the airport underneath the restaurant, Jennifer, that I have never, ever been on before. I've walked, but I haven't ridden it. This guy had me there in 4 minutes on the other side, the other side of the airport. And so I just thanked him and gave him a 20. I said, you're a great driver. And he just looked at me and smiled. And so I had, that was a good experience. And then because my plane had been canceled, the seat I was supposed to sit in the original flight, I ended up sitting next to the toilet. And so as the plane was about to take off, lady came up the back of the plane and said, Mr. Stefan, would you like to go sit in first class?
No, I'd like to stay back here next to you, man.
It smells so nice here.
I said, no.
You know, I enjoy the smell of poop spray in the winter.
Right. I said, thank you very much. So I'm saying, the reason I tell the story is because it's a great way for us
to sit in first class.
To give thanks for things that happen to you that are good and not focus on the bad. Bad stuff is easy to focus on.
Thanks for first class.
I just opened my Uber app on my iPhone, which did not get deleted.
Took you three times.
No.
3 seconds.
No. You ready? Yeah. Right. Yeah. You ready?
Yeah.
It takes one, two, three taps to enter a new, and then when you enter the credit card, you don't even have to enter the information.
Thank you, Rich.
You just take a picture of your card and it does it for you.
Okay. So you want to know the email that Bob just sent me?
Yeah.
Says, you're too much, Dudley.
He's right.
But this was your fault, Bob.
Yeah, right.
I'm trying to run away.
Three taps to enter a new credit card.
Okay,
you expired that credit card and you set it up in Doug's
So phone. I'll somehow or other I'll get to you or I'll get to Bob. Because I get no help.
But the funny thing about this,
I can actually get Brendan.
That all of you don't know that Bob and Brendan certainly do know, is that Doug gets into fights with his credit card companies all the time, and Doug will tear up a credit card.
No, I don't do that too much anymore. I just call American Express card. I did that.
Right. So I mean, Doug will always be, these people are ridiculous. Give me a new one. So I'm sure that all of these accounts that you have set up with credit cards, half of them have to have dead credit cards on them.
Thank you, Rich.
Yeah.
All right, I think so that's fun. Quite enough of that.
I think technically challenged, you might want to stick with a credit card for more than 6 months.
You think so? All right, that's very nice to know. Let's see, we'll do some business news in a moment here on Good Day. It's 44 past the hour.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, ink is so pricey, I've had to give up other things I need for my office.
Well, right now you'll get 15% back in Staples rewards on all HP ink and toners, so you'll...
I can use the rewards for other office essentials.
Bingo.
Like a desk.
That could be useful.
Shop Staples for all the ink you need at a great value every day. Staples, make more happen.
Minimum purchase $60 on HP ink or $200 on HP toner. Offer ends 1/9/16. For details, see store or visit staples.com/rewards.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets, the easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of 3 whole beets and just 1 teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds. Free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
This is Houston. Your oxygen levels will be depleted unless you put the valve modulator into the auxiliary gauge after you've calibrated the flexternal matrix, not the external matrix. Do not touch that one.
I'm just the cook.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because with TurboTax, you can snap a photo of your W-2 with your smartphone, and it will automatically put your information into all the right forms. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter.
47 at the hour. I have plenty of those. Weight loss commercials and tax returns.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to see Stuart Books as soon as they get off the air today.
My man, Stuart.
Stuart Books.
Stewie, baby.
Great, great name. All right, business news. I suppose maybe in the vernacular of the old jocks, and the hits just keep on coming. Volkswagen, yesterday, the German automaker was sued by U.S. Justice Department. That's not very German, is it?
No.
Okay.
That's not very anything.
I don't understand why we're... What are we suing them for? What is, and where's the money going to go that they get?
So why isn't Volkswagen standing up to the United States government saying, yeah, you are the ones who created this situation,
right,
by creating, yeah, a level that nobody could adhere to?
Yeah.
And I guarantee you every other auto,
you know,
manufacturer
so
out there is cheating too.
Okay, so here's what's so funny about this. I told you both my children bought new Volkswagens in the last quarter of this last year, within a week of each other. Brendan bought one. And then Megan and her husband bought one. And they both loved the cars. They love them. Diesel, 45 miles to a gallon. Cheaper to buy diesel than gas in California. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So then the blank hits the fan. And Brendan gets all indignant. Oh, look at what they're doing to this. Now, it normally would be...
I'm killing polar bears here.
That Megan would be the one who would be all bent out of shape. Because that just is sort of... Brendan, he likes to get at the man just... You know, not necessarily for any principal reason, just because he likes it's fun. So, but he's bent out of shape about this. Boy, all these guys, they lied. And blah, blah, blah. So, meanwhile, and he's going to turn the car in, or he's going to try to, and get something else. Megan says, no, we like this car. They'll fix
and
it up.
And
nothing
is wrong with this.
No, it's
car,
actually, and that's the common sense part of it. There's so much being made out of this.
Yeah.
This is nonsense.
It is.
Ladies and gentlemen, this car is the cleanest running diesel. And diesels, by the way, are all over the place. I think I told you, Meredith's new car is a diesel. Most people who have understand what's good for the atmosphere and what's good for fuel economy is spelled D-E-I-S-E-L. Is it D-E-I or D-I-E?
D-I-E.
Thank you. Anyway, Diesels are much more practical.
That was awesome. And,
what?
It's spelled D-E-I. Wait a minute.
I'm free.
I've been driving diesel tractors all my life in diesel trucks.
Maybe you should start looking at the legal on the back.
It's spelled D-E-A-Z-E.
Yeah, right.
No, it's, what kind of contest? How do you
the way it sounds. Anyway, so it's just much better. Mm. And so all of this hoopla, this is just a political
play. Tell Brendan I'll make him an offer for his diesel that he doesn't want anymore. So
no,
stop
take
taking
it back.
Blame for killing polar bears.
No, no,
I've actually heard now's the time to buy a used Volkswagen because the value is down and it's time to pick him up.
I'm here for you. Anybody want to sell your diesel Volkswagen? You're killing polar bears. Call me. I'll take it off your hands.
888-302-3684. Yeah, it'd be a good investment. To make, actually.
That'd be one polar bear killing diesel drive.
That's darn rich. There he is. That darn rich. 51 after on Good Day.
Melt nice caps here.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I fought in 2 world wars and countless smaller ones on 3 continents. I led thousands of men into battle with everything from horses and swords to artillery and tanks. I've seen the headwaters of the Nile and tribes of natives no white man had ever seen before. I've won and lost 12 fortunes, killed many men, and loved only one woman with a passion, a flea like you could never begin to understand. That's what I am.
What a great movie.
Wasn't that Michael Caine was in the movie with him? Is this
Robert Duvall and Michael Caine.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
Great, great. And Haley Joel Osment.
Right. He wasn't a brat.
I've got a lot
of good
people of nation, good, honor, and courage, and virtue. Already. Power and money. Money and power. Power mean nothing. That good always triumphs over evil. And I want you to remember this, that love, true love never dies.
Nice smooth job with the sound there, Richard.
Yeah, you like that?
Yeah, it's good.
Which happens when you play them all on the same.
Sammy Davis Jr., A Lot of Living to Do, came from the movie Secondhand Lions, starring Robert Duvall and Michael Caine. Robert Duvall is 85 years old today.
Just watched him the other day in The Judge with Robert Downey Jr.
That's a good movie.
He's such a great actor.
Yeah, he's a wonderful actor. I remember riding on a plane with him from L.A. to New York, and he's a little guy. One of the things that he has become most well-known for is his dancing ability. He's won all kinds of champions. I'm surprised he didn't go on Dancing with the Stars, because he's extraordinarily good as a dancer. So, happy birthday to him.
That would have defined his career.
What, dancing?
Yeah,
I'm sure his agent said, you know, Robert, you're 85. You got to go on Dancing with the Stars.
Break a hip, why don't you? Come on.
I mean, you did the Godfather 1 and 2. You know, you got to just do that show.
Right.
All right. One more for you, Doug, because it's Duval. It's good. Okay.
We don't know nothing about kids. So if you need something, find it yourself. Or better yet, learn to do without. We're both getting old. Fixing to die anytime. So if we kick off in the middle of the night, you're on your own.
That's a great line. All right, Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here, and he's going to tell you what movies he's anticipating most in this new year in just a moment here on Good Day.
Your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy is committed to helping you and your wallet stay healthy.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my Health Mart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. They can help you, too.
Start saving for the things you love. Visit healthmart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
In winter, you can practically hear your skin changing. Drying out, flaking, tightening, becoming itchy, irritated, and inflamed. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. With Cortisone 10,
no more fights!
Winter can just sound fun again. Cortisone 10, feel the heal. Use as directed.
Bradley Cooper, responsible chucker, for our thought for the day today. I think if you live in a black and white world, you're going to suffer a lot. He's 40 years old. I would have thought he was older than that. You surprised he's only 40? Bradley Cooper?
He's got a maturity to him.
Yeah, that's good. That's heavy, Chuck. Very heavy.
Yeah.
All right, so what movies are you looking forward to this year?
Well, these are the top five movies that people are looking forward to in 2016, according to the site Fandango. Number five, Captain America Civil War. Ugh. It's going to be highly anticipated. You got Captain America, Iron Man, Ant-Man, wow. Spider-Man, Black Widow, all in one film.
All it is just a big fight. Clash, bang, kill, slam, boom, bam.
Yeah, I can't wait. I don't disagree, but as long as they do these movies well, people are going to show up to see it.
You know, I'll tell you, the most surprised movie for me in 2015 was Ant-Man. What a really good movie
that was. A lot of fun. It was really good. Number four, the new Jason Bourne film, which will once again have...
Thumbs up on that one.
...part of Bourne. Yeah. Number three, Batman vs. Superman.
Yeah.
People are going to go see this movie, no doubt. Number two, Finding Dory, Disney's Finding Nemo sequel. It's going to make a lot of money.
Yeah.
And number one, Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, the Star Wars spin-off film. From what I hear, the story takes place moments before the Star Wars A New Hope took place. That's the original one with the original cast. And
moments? What does that mean, moments?
I think this movie could be good. Felicity Jones, who played the wife of Stephen Hawking in The Theory of Everything, is going to headline this movie, and she was really good at that.
What about the kids, the new kids that are in the movie that's out now? Are they in it?
No, this is a spin-off one. They're going to be in the sequel to The Force Awakens, which comes out a year later.
But this is still a Disney product.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, they're going to milk this thing.
Star Wars every year for the next 20 years.
Yeah. Star Wars forever, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm fine with that.
Chuck Curry forever on the Good Day program, which is forever as well. 59 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.